Transforming Power of the Gospel, Elder George Q. Morris, George Q. Morris, Conference Report, April 1952, pages 30-32. My dear brethren and sisters, I am very thankful for the privilege of being with you here today. I have thrilled with the spirit and instructions of this great conference. Having now been released from missionary work, as has been explained, I wish to express my gratitude to my Father in heaven and to my brethren for the privilege I have had of laboring in the missionary field. I know of no work that gives greater joy and satisfaction. The work has been progressing in the Eastern States Mission because of the faithfulness of the missionaries and the saints who are there, to whom I pay tribute. More branches are being established, chapels are being erected, the saints are increasing in their faith and in their understanding of the gospel, and in their devotion to it, and they are enjoying the fruits of the gospel, joy and happiness and peace. Their hearts are turned toward us here in the center in the West. It has been a great privilege to labor with the young men and women who have been sent out as missionaries. It is one of the marvels of this latter-day work to see them in action. They come quite inexperienced and untrained. They have lived the gospel as children and youths but have been engrossed with school and occupations, and other matters that have filled their lives. Then they are suddenly sent into the field to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. Many of them do not know just what it is. Many of them cannot quote you a scripture, but their hearts are right. Most of them have looked forward to a mission and are joyous in having come into the missionary field. Being there, they get down on their knees and get into the scriptures, and they become humble and contrite. The Lord takes hold of them, and in a few weeks they are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, no other gospel. They are not taught of man. They are not sent out to be taught of man. They are sent out to be taught from on high the revealed word of God taught through the priesthood of God, and the Lord is close to them, and they grow in power and faith. And the gospel is preached, the gospel that the Lord Jesus Christ preached, that Peter, James, and John preached, the identical principles. Its power is effective today. Men and women are being changed in their lives. After a short association with these young people, many of them dropped habits that are harmful to them. They have found a new spirit, a new type of manhood and womanhood. A new power has come into their lives. They just do not at once realize what it is, but they grow in a knowledge of the truth, and they are converted to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then they enter into a new life. The Bible is a new book to them. Their homes are new homes to them. Relations with the family are new relations, and the world is a new world. The power of God unto the salvation of His children is here in the world today, and through the ministrations of these young men of the church, in their humility and their faith, the heavens are opened, and the power of God is manifest for the healing of the sick as well as for the healing of sick souls and the giving of light to people in darkness. I rejoice in their labors. The Lord has blessed and prospered them. I have been standing on the sidelines, but I have been made a partaker of their blessings, and I thank the Lord for it. Now I am called to a new position. You know how humble I feel and how small I feel. We have a wonderful age retirement plan in this church. I have never believed in arbitrary age retirement. We grow younger in this church as we work in it, and the age retirement plan goes in reverse. The older we get and the longer we labor in the church, the more there is that we can do. There is no need for any person in this church to have an empty mind, an empty hand, or an empty heart. God has provided that our lives may be full and rich as long as we live, and as we live the gospel, then our lives become glorious, and we enter into a fullness of life. I thank the Lord for the gospel of Jesus Christ. With joy and gratitude I go into this new work, and meager as my services and ability may be, they will be given with all my heart. I love this cause. I have admiration and love for my brethren under whom I have been laboring, and with whom I have long been associated, more or less. I have loved them and appreciated them for the examples they have set me, for the teachings they have given me, for the kindness they have manifested towards me. So, my brethren and sisters, I am happy to find myself in full accord with all that this church is and all that it does. Its divine leader, Jesus Christ, is my leader and my Lord. Its leaders on this earth are my leaders. The principles of this church are my principles. The objectives of this church are my objectives. The welfare of this church is my welfare. I give myself to it with all my heart and pray that God may enable me to do some good in the sacred ministry unto which He has called me. This is the Church of Jesus Christ, the Creator and the Redeemer of the world. The keys of the kingdom of God are here in our presence. These operate and will operate throughout all the world among all mankind, through the holy Melchizedek priesthood, which is always present when the Church of Jesus Christ is upon the earth. And when this power is not upon the earth and where this power does not exist among men, the Church of Jesus Christ does not exist. Thank God for the great revelations, key revelations that point the way for us and enlighten us and preserve us. May God help us to be true and faithful, and devote ourselves with all our hearts to this work. I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.